Welcome to the Pageant Cast. Tonight we introduce you to Stacy Bruss. She is Mrs. Captivating 2017. Today on the Pageant Cast.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
Hello everybody, and my name is Cecilia Margraff, your Miss St. Francis 2013, and you are watching the Pageant Cast with Tim Kretschmann.
We are live. Hello everybody, and welcome to the Pageant Cast. So pleased you could join us tonight. We are live, and we have a very special show lined up for this evening, because tonight we have Stacy Bruss. She's Mrs. Captivating 2017. So without any further ado, let's say hi to Stacy. Hello, Stacy.
Hi, everybody.
So happy
to be here.
It's so fun to finally have you on the show. We've been working on this for a while to get you on the program, and you are looking spectacular this evening.
Thank you.
Though you were showing off some of your hardware just a moment before we came on the show. Let's see that crown. Come on, let's see that crown.
Woo!
There we go. Now, what would you say? What's the weight on that bad boy?
Oh my goodness. It weighs a good, 2-3 pounds, I would say. It's heavy though. It really is.
Okay, and
Gorgeous.
It's absolutely beautiful. You should
Thank
be very
you.
Proud of that one. That's a
I
nice
am very proud.
So when did you compete, Stacy?
It was the weekend of August 7th was when I was crowned. We arrived on Friday and I was crowned on Sunday.
Okay. And where was it?
Columbus, Ohio.
Columbus, Ohio. So it's a Midwest pageant. That's relatively difficult to find these days.
It is, but we had contestants from all over the country, so it wasn't just for contestants in the Midwest. It was for anyone in the United States.
Okay. Now, you're in Michigan, right? That's where you're from?
I am. Born and raised.
Okay, born and raised, and the event was in Ohio. So I do ask this fairly often. What's your favorite roller coaster? Because in Michigan they got a few, and in Ohio they have a few. Do you have a
favorite
roller coaster?
Gosh, I love anything at Cedar Point. Anything that's super tall and super fast.
That is a valid answer. Congratulations, you got it right.
Ew.
Because there are a lot of good ones there. It's super exciting always to go to Cedar Point.
So I love Cedar Point.
Let's roll back time for just a moment, because we're going to ask you about your pageantcedents or your past pageants. What got you started in pageantry?
Well, a friend of mine, when I was 8 years old, received an application in the mail for Miss Michigan American Preteen. And I remember she called me on the landline phone, something that most people don't have these days. She called me on the landline phone and said that she received an application and that she was going to be competing in a pageant. And I said, oh my goodness, I need to do that. And so I ended up competing and she didn't. And I was hooked. I was 8 years old. I actually competed with a black eye because I played softball and got hit right in the eye with a softball, and so my first pageant I had a big shiner.
Okay.
So I competed and I won, and I was hooked ever since then.
So that set the hook deep.
It
set the hook really deep. That is amazing. Now, what is it about pageants that you find so enticing about beauty pageants that keeps you coming back time and time again?
There are a lot of things that draw me to pageants. I competed in the Miss America program to get scholarships so I could become a registered nurse. So I really enjoyed that pageant system. I love competing to meet new friends. I now have friends who are all across the country. And I use pageants as an opportunity to grow as an individual. I've been able to have a platform and travel around the country and truly make a difference thanks to pageants.
Now you say that you go into pageants to grow. Let's see that crown again. I want to see how much you grew by. That's like 6 inches, right? It grew by a lot.
I'm as tall as my husband with this crown on.
Oh, perfect. Fantastic. Now, you've gone all over the country. You say, have you had any far-off appearances? I know this is relatively early in your time as Mrs. Captivating.
Yes, I have been making appearances. I'm actually going to Miss Michigan USA this weekend, so I'm really excited. I have friends who are competing. And I've been doing a lot of mock interviews for the Miss America organization, so that's always fun, helping to prepare the new Miss America contestants for their interviews, which is so important. And in regards to my platform, I've actually been able to reach out to different universities in the state of Michigan and really rally about end-of-life care, which mandatory end-of-life care for registered nurses. Which is in coordination with my platform.
Well, and I've actually lost my grandmother about 6 months ago.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, and she went through hospice care at the end, and let me tell you, it was really a blessing to have it go that particular way. She had dementia for quite a while. I'm sure this is something you've seen very often, but it's heartbreaking when your grandmother doesn't know your own name, you know.
Yes.
And I don't know how you can do that day after day, because it has to be heartbreaking for you guys as well, because you see them deteriorate. They generally don't come out of this, right?
Right. Well, we do graduate patients who don't meet criteria any longer for hospice. Statistics show that patients live 29 days longer if they have hospice services. So just because someone comes onto hospice doesn't mean that they're necessarily going to die tomorrow or a week from now. They actually do better because they're getting extra care wherever they call home. So many people think that being on hospice is a death sentence, and that's not always the case.
Okay, now what we're gonna do here in the live show is we're just gonna take a little pause. But for those of you that are watching this tape delay, when you're watching, this will be the end of an episode. So we're gonna say a brief, hey, how are you? And we'll be back with another episode with Stacy Bruss. She's Mrs. Captivating 2017, and we're going to be talking a lot more exciting things here on the Pageant Cast. It's here! Now the Pageant Cast has an app for your Android phone. The longest running podcast on beauty pageants on the internet is now available in app form in the Google Play Store. It includes quick connections to PageantCast on Facebook, Twitter, and our massive YouTube channel. Not to mention our great website. Listen and watch our content on your phone anywhere. Download in Google Play Store today for free!
Pageant.